Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate time, as always, on the Sideline View. Now, the Tour de France, it's been run and won. What were your thoughts on it?
Look, it was one of the best tours I've seen for many years. It's very exciting. And it was dominated by one man, Tadej Pogacar, who won quite convincingly. But it was a really good tour, full of excitement. And the young guys coming through, it's just amazing. Like the young guy, the Belgian guy, Wout van Aert. Wow, how good's that fella? Mm. Winning three stages and lots of controversy in there. It was a good tour.
Wouldn't be the Tour de France without some controversy. No, you know, I mean, there always seems to be that every year, doesn't there?
Yeah, for sure. But getting back to who won, he won convincingly, Tadej Pogacar, the Slovenian. He's won 2 years in a row now. He's 22 years of age. He's going to ride the Olympics. He's the favourite for that. He's also going to ride the Vuelta, the Tour of Spain. So, wow, he's got a lot on his plate. But honestly, he could win the Tour for the next few years, I reckon, with barring bad luck.
Yeah. Name to watch out for sure. Now, speaking of the Olympics, a bit of Bendigo representation in the world of cycling.
Oh, it's huge, actually. The two track cycling coaches, Tim Decker. Tim's from here. Tim was the coach of Bendigo District Cycling Club before I took over many years ago. And Tim's the head coach over in Adelaide. And his main man is Glenn O'Shea, himself a dual Olympian and dual silver medalist in the Olympics. And Glenn's formerly from Eagle Hawk, now living in Adelaide. And with those two guys at the helm, Australia's surely going to win some medals over there on the track, for sure.
Noel Sens joins us this afternoon. Well, let's have a look at the potential for Australians to win medals. Take us through a couple of names that maybe might get up on the top step of the dais, if not certainly second or third.
Well, I reckon the Australian men's team pursuit, which is Tim's pet event that he loves coaching that event so much, and there's a lot of pressure on you to win that event because Australia have either won or come second in the last few Olympics and World Championships, and that's a four-man event on the track going over 4,000 metres. They all take turns at the front, and it gets down to two countries of four riders each battling it off for the gold medal. And in the past, it was always Australia versus Britain, but now it's not anymore. It's going to be between the Danish, the New Zealanders, the Australians and the British. And someone else might come out of the blue. Yep. So Australia aren't guaranteed of winning, but they got a good chance, I reckon.
And Noel Sens joins us this afternoon to talk all things cycling. And just finally, Noel, the juniors, what's the latest there? Because they were on, they were off, they were on, they were off. Where were we at?
Off. Yeah, poor kid. Later on in the year, they're going to have the Australian Road Cycling Championships over in Shepparton, hopefully. And they're going to try and do the track racing over there too, right, on the Velodrome at Shepparton while the road's on. So I don't know how it's all going to go, Daniel. It's just all up in the air. That might not even be on yet by the way we're going.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way things are at this moment, you know, definitely it's a sort of a day-by-day proposition, but at least there's some light there. But we've said that, you know, three or four other times, haven't we, that the fact that there is some light at the end of the tunnel and then all of a sudden it just shuts off real quick.
Yeah, for sure. You don't know. Daniel, I guess we've got one thing.
Sure.
In the Olympics, just going back to one young lady, Sarah Gigante from Melbourne,
yep,
a young girl, probably only 21 years of age. She's in the road time trial and the road race, and she's a chance to win a gold medal for Australia in those cycling events. So keep an eye on that name, Sarah Gigante from Melbourne.
All right, Noel, we will do that. Hey, Noel, thanks for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's catch up next week and stay safe.
Have a great day, Daniel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Noel Sens, our cycling expert on Gold, Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.